Hi, it's Smoke and Mirrors from facebook.com/smokeandmirrors without the G, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Ah! Crazy Irk!
Irk FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to Irk FM International, episode 245, and today I've got for you a bunch of flowers. Yes, indeed, I have a new music supplier called Flowers in the Dustbin, and over the last few months, they've been sending me some tracks, and it's only been recently that I've got some of the tracks together from Flowers in the Dustbin and decided to put them on a show. I have heard some of their artists on other podcasts that I listen to, and so I thought it's time that I give them a bit of a run. So we're going to kick things off with a band called Mummy Short Arms, and the song that you're going to hear is called Silicon Dreams. This is Irk FM International, episode 245, IrkFMInternational.com.
July. All those buildings are glistening. All those buildings are glistening in the rain. All the sun is still the same. It's still the same.
Vanity Riots.
You're listening to ERK FM. VanityRiots.com.
And yes, indeed. Thank you, Vanity Riots. You can actually hear those guys on ERK FM Metal Monday episode 35, which was an absolutely epic episode filled with women of hard rock and metal. And also those Foundry Road boys. They know who I mean. The Foundry Road Boys in drag. I was... this is going to sound so strange, but they were in drag, and I was just thinking about them in drag, and I lost all control of my tongue. So there we go. The last song that we heard was called Yorkshire from a band called For Able. Prior to that, we heard from Kick to Kill with their song called Avalanche. And to open up the episode, we heard from Silicon Dreams. No, we didn't. We heard from Mummy Short Arms and their song Silicon Dreams. All of those tracks were supplied by Flowers in the Dustbin. So Mummy Short Arms come to us from Glasgow. Their influences include Pixies, Talking Heads, Captain Beefheart, Sonic Youth, Johnny Two Pie, The Stupid Cake, Pavement and The Smiths. They were born from the Forest of Twang. In the Forest All Was Well, All Was Safe, and then the twangs rescinded until there was only one twang, and that twang ran at the course of a backwards insect. Daddy became Mummy, long became short, and legs became an arms. The forest was reversed, and from under the tree sprouted nothing, and from withered stumps sprouted the tree. Many years passed, and the forest decided that it couldn't be bothered running backwards anymore. So it jerked its lungs at the correct pitch to turn the forest the right way around again. However, as students of quantum mechanics are only too aware, time does not run in exactly the same manner when reversed, due to the uncertainty principle. When all trees grew backwards and all birds pulled worms from the ground rather than planting them, one creature remained in a backwards loop of indie pop jerk. Its name was Mummy Short Arms, and that's one of the strangest bios that I've read for some time. Then we heard Kick to Kill. They're from Glasgow as well. They've been around since 2010, and they're a four-piece from Glasgow. And then we heard the last band that we heard from was called For Able. And they're also from Glasgow. They have flown as far as afield of showcasing at South by Southwest in Texas, and they've played much closer to home in fields and lesser established premises. They've been featured on BBC Radio, including by Tom Robinson, and have been digitised on the wireless by many others, including XFM and NME Radio. And so that was the tracks from Flowers in the Dustbin. Going to turn over to Juice Management and Promotion, and the first track we're going to hear is called Sunday Afternoon by Sonic Adventure Project.
Thank you. It's a good day. Everything's going maybe my way. Get up in the morning, both feet on the floor, headed to the kitchen, was knocking at my door. It's a good day. Nothing to do, it's a good day. Can't spend my life worrying what they say. Sky's looking bright. Coffee from the tin, sugar in your cup, and do you want some cream? But my dirty mind isn't always what it seems. It's a good day. Everything's going to be my way. Get up in the morning, lying next to me, knowing you're in my bed. It's all that I need. Step through that door. My first reaction is that I want a little more. It's a good day. Everything's going to be my way. Get up in the morning, nothing to get done. Let's stay in bed now and have some fun. Loving part of you. Want a reason, prove that you're real. I can tell, baby, it's in the way that you feel. It's a good day. Everything going to be my way. Get up in the morning, get out of bed, but I'm coming back now. Just like I said, it's a good day. Nothing to do, it's a good day. Can't spend my life worrying what they say. Sky's looking bright.
Fire in my heart. I set myself to burn as I wait for your return. And then you came to sight in flowing dress of white, with lightning in your eyes and soft lips hide your lies. But I forget your name as I walk away in pain. When are you gonna start to build a fire in my heart? You and I had met in a place we'll soon forget, in a different time and place, in a place I can't erase. No matter how I try, my spirit will not fly. Your image fades from view as I give my last to you. And then you came to sight in flowing dress of white, with lightning in your eyes and soft lips hide your lies. But I forget your name as I walk away in pain. When are you gonna start to build a fire in my heart?
Hi, it's Smoke and Mirrors from facebook.com/smokeandmirrors without the G, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Ah! Crazy Irk! Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
And that was Smoke and Mirrors, who you can also hear on Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 35. I've spoken to the guys from the band so many times off the recorder, without recording, and so we know each other pretty well, but it's a way of me introducing them as people to you, the audience. I'll be doing a future interview with a few bands once my work schedule sort of gets figured out. We heard just then from Grey Zephyr with a song called A Different Time and Place. Before that, we heard from Road to Oblivion with Good Day. Prior to that, we heard from Charlie Turner with Looking Back, and to kick off that stretch, we heard Sonic Adventure Project with Sunday Afternoon. So let me tell you about Sonic Adventure Project. Their first full-length album was called Hexagonic, and 7 years after that, their second full-length album is entitled Who Is In. They are from Austria, and they have been one of the most influential and internationally recognised names of the Austrian chill-out and downbeat scene. Partly responsible for their success may be the fact that band members Thomas and Peter do not focus or depend on generic rhythm presets as a foundation for their lyrical ambient pieces. Their distinctive and at times moderate rhythms are a support for the melodies and harmonies that create a unique emotional atmosphere. Then we heard from Charlie Turner, who is an 18-year-old pianist and saxophonist, who is becoming a familiar face on the town's music scene. She discovered an aptitude for music at an early age and has since strived to enhance and develop these skills. Her musical influences are many and varied, ranging from Billy Joel to Adele, and this eclectic mix is reflected in the music that she provides. And so she's only 18, so there's a lot of potential still in Charlie Turner. Then we heard Road to Oblivion, And let me tell you a bit about those guys. They're from Johnstown, New York, and their journey began in the winter of 2007 when the trio of Alexandria, Mark, and Neil sat down to write songs together. Their combined respect and admiration for Roots music quickly fortified the project, accumulating in 13 songs written in 2 weeks. And so they call themselves Alternative Americana. Then we heard from Grey Zephyr. The last song that we heard in that set was from Grey Zephyr. They're from Zephyrland in USA, wherever that is. They changed the world forever when the two Zephyr brothers and their kid sister first performed together as a barbershop quartet minus one in 1996. And I love it when bands have a bit of a sense of humour about their profiles. But since they were tripped out on acid at the time, none has any vivid memories of the period. Regardless, with their extensive training on the clarinet, sousaphone and glass harp, they have since cleaned up their unruly ways and incorporated instruments into their harmonising a cappella act. The original avant-garde lineup, including their trademark Bota straw hats, red striped waistcoats and black sleeve garters, remains to this day unchanged. And so wherever Zephyrland, USA is, that is where they're from. Our next artist is McCormack, and he is Steve McCormack, a singer-songwriter from the northeast of England. Originally a guitarist and a songwriter for a number of bands, he turned solo in 2009, releasing his debut album When Butterflies Attack in the spring of 2010. His music has been compared to Crowded House, Aztec Camera and an upbeat Snow Patrol, consisting of great melodies and strong catchy choruses. And if you've been listening to IRC FM for some time, you'll know how I love a strong catchy chorus. He remains a regular on the live circuit. His acoustic solo performances have earned him equally high praise and demonstrate his exceptional songwriting skills while displaying a vibrant and raw energy. Brand new single is called Goosebumps, and a much anticipated second album is on the way in 2012. So let's hear him now. This is McCormack, and the song that we are going to hear is called Best Kept Secret. Thanks, Mattis.
Drop that. Living in the city on the far green scene, you got a lot of strange friends that I've never seen. Trying to find a way down into your soul. I keep on digging, but I'm down in a hole.
Find us at facebook.com/hardasnailsband, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Indeed you are. Thank you, Izzy. And if you are listening to this in Sydney and relatively quick after this episode is released, Izzy and her band Hard as Nails have made it through to the grand final of the West Tigers Home Ground Hero competition at Leichhardt Oval, or for the Leichhardt Oval gig. And next week I'll be able to tell you exactly how they went. So we had our penultimate song of the episode from Stranger Than This. And the song is called Stranger Than This. No, it's actually called Down in a Hole. Prior to that we heard Bold as Love with their song Fast Forward Rewind. And to open up the set, we heard from McCormack with the song Best Kept Secret. So let me tell you a little bit about Boulder's Love. They were established way back in 1990, originally from Bridgend in South Wales. However, in 2011 they returned as a guitar-based combo. Their comeback album is called Fast Forward Rewind, so we played the title track from that album, and that is available at the usual downloady places. And so they're back to rock your world. They boast a raw rock sound with a real cutting edge. Then we heard from Stranger Than This with the song Down in a Hole. Now, if you thought that the previous band, Boulder's Love, have been around for a while, this band, Stranger Than This, has been around since 1984 in Kent, in the UK, formerly known as Stranger. The band had a great deal of success in the late 80s, early 90s, touring around the UK and Europe. They reformed in 2009 with the original members and a brand new name. And so they have an audacious, rocky collection of rock anthems, catchy riffs and power ballads. Gotta love a good power ballad, don't ya? The Power Packed album will show fans exactly what it means to rock and roll, and that's available at all of the usual downloady places. And then we come to our final band. They have actually appeared on IRC FM before, but they are back. It's Belladonna. No, it's not Belladonna. That's a totally different band altogether. It is Helladonna from Germany. They were founded in 2003. Their debut album, or their debut single rather, Hometown Radio, was released in 2005. They released their first album, Come On, in 2007. And they've been invited to take part in many radio and TV shows in and around Germany. They've toured. Their second album was released in July 2009. They performed over 30 gigs in 2009. And then they started 2010 with a new single called Good Things. And after they finished all their live shows in 2010... they decided to take a bit of a break and work on different musical projects. But as of spring 2011, Helladonna are back. And so the song that we're going to hear to take out the episode is called Not the Cure. And the song indeed has been selected as a nominee for a very important awards. The Hollywood Music and Media Awards 2012, the song that you're about to hear, has been nominated in the pop category. So this is Not the Cure by Helladonna, and then I'll be back after this to wrap things up. This is IRC FM International, episode 245.
Shoulders, baby, you drag me down, you make me crazy. Get off my shoulders, baby, I when I've no wings to fly. So I fell down to earth, and you're amazed I am perfect.
You have been listening to IRC FM International, episode 245. Next week, I will be starting promotion for a great music event in Brisbane in July, which is going to be absolutely epic. More details about that. Don't forget, if this music isn't enough, you can listen to IRC FM Metal Monday each and every Monday on IRC FM. And also IRC FM Australia each and every Friday, featuring great Australian music, where at the moment I'm actually doing a bit of a look back at some of the artists that I have featured on IRC FM who are Australian over the last few years. Soon I'll be doing that for IRC FM International as well. And if all that's not enough, you can check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Lots of like-minded people get together, share music, and present shows. Some people do shows that are based on a specific genre. Some do a general sort of show based on their location or what particular music they like. So there's lots of great music out there from indie artists, and there's a musical podcast for you out there. I listen to several music podcasts, and it's actually a good source of music, as you'll find out on next week's episode of IRC FM International. On this episode, our music has been supplied by Flowers in the Dustbin and Juice Management and Promotion. All music on IRC FM is supplied under agreements with various music content providers or under agreements directly from the artist. All rights to the music contained in this episode remains with the original rights holder, and this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. In this episode, we have heard from Mummy Short Arms, Kick to Kill, For Able, Sonic Adventure Project, Charlie Turner, Road to Oblivion, Grey Zephyr, McCormack, Boulder's Love, Stranger Than This, and Helladonna. Until next week, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Check it out, IRCFMInternational.com, and good night, Interweb. Thank you, Modus.